Welcome to the Second Path of Reason podcast. My name's Derek. This one's going to be a real short one. Just wanted to cover over a couple of things going on. First off, we just got a letter from a guy named James who checked out our website. He's a Christian. I'm going to read you the letter. He says, "Hi, Path of Reason guys. My name is James, and I just finished reading your interview with Penny Higgins. For any of you who don't know, Penny Higgins is a professor at the University of Rochester. We did an interview with her. So if you haven't read the article, really check it out. It's got a lot of cool stuff in there about evolution and stuff. But anyways, he goes on to say, I do not believe in evolution, and I probably never will. I myself am not an atheist." Well, first off, evolution and accepting evolution isn't limited to just being an atheist. There are many Christian scientists out there who accept evolution. Anyway, he says, "I was watching your video on YouTube and I decided to check out your site. I have a couple of questions for you guys. In regard to your views on evolution, how can you walk outside each day and not notice the wonders of God's creation?" Well, creation has nothing to do with evolution, first off. And we don't believe that God created anything. And also, which God are you talking about and which creation are you talking about? There are hundreds and hundreds of different gods and creation stories. So you should try to be more specific. Also, he says, "How can evolution explain a sunset or a sunrise?" Actually, it can't. Evolution has nothing to do with sunsets or sunrises, so you might want to look into that. He says, "I mean, it's so insane to think that things weren't created. There are too many complex things to just happen for no reason. How can you not see the beauty of God's creation? I think it's an insult to say everything just happened by random chance." Well, James, we don't believe everything happens by random chance. Evolution is not random. What you're basically saying is the same thing most Christians think and assume, but most of it's very flawed. He says, "I think if you guys spent more time reading the Bible, perhaps God would prove himself to you. If you focus your attention on things of this world, you will always be let down. God will never let you down. Thank you, James." Actually, we do read the Bible. We read the Bible every single day, and we're actually working on a project right now where we debunk one of the miracle stories taken from the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. So stay tuned for that. And I just suggest to you, James, that you buy a science book and study evolution a little bit. So I don't want to go into like crazy detail, but basically, James, buy a science book, and everyone else, keep tuning into our podcasts and our website. We have some construction and some new things going on to our website, so it's going to be a little all over the place for the next couple of days. But hopefully we're going to have some new things up, and stay tuned. Thanks.